Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about, who do you listen to? You know, in this day and age of all our technology and people telling us that we need a system for this or a system for that in order to be successful, at least those of us who are entrepreneurs or practitioners running our own businesses, it can be really quite overwhelming. But there's something else that I think we need to understand on a much deeper level, and this is at the core of who we truly are as individuals who have come onto this planet Earth to do what we are here to do. You know, every morning I do journal writing, or practically every morning, and I find writing in my journal to be rather helpful because it's the place where I can get into my deeper ideas. And one of the ideas that I had this morning was, why is it that people listen to people who have no idea who they are, and worse, don't care who they are? I mean, really, think about it this way. How do you know if a person actually knows who you are? We can take it a level down from there. How do you know a person actually cares who you are? And the reason I bring this up is because, again, with the death of my mother, I learned some pretty important things about my family of origin. And these learnings were not that easy to take because, I don't know, for the past 7 years, I've had nothing to do with all of them except my youngest sister. I mean, honestly, there's a reason why people pull away from those who are in their family. And in my case, it had a lot to do with my history with these people. There were a lot of misguided ideas and notions about the things that I did way back in, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years ago that had no bearing on reality. It's like, you do the things that need to be done, and yet the people who are closest to you misconstrue it because of their own issues, their own problems, their own inability to confront their own true lives. And in doing so, they love to blame other people. Now, this isn't only true in my family. I know this for a fact because I work with people who come to me with these same problems. Because when you work in the world that I do, doing hypnosis, which is actually helping people to understand their lives, more often than not, you're going to find people sitting across from you who are a mirror image of the things you're dealing with in your own life. So I have this situation with a gentleman I've been working with who has a family who wants to blame his drug usage on every problem he has in his life. I'm sorry, he doesn't use that much. It helps him cope. And it works for him. He has a full-time job. He's earning a decent income. He's in school. And he works out a few times a week. This kid is anything but lazy. And he has really good reason to blame his mental illness on the reason why he could do nothing. He has schizophrenia. But the schizophrenia hasn't held him back at all. He's amazing. I love this kid. I love him so much because, to me, he's an indicator of what's possible when we decide to do something with our lives that's more important than allowing ourselves to be stuck with our illness. Yes, he has to work with it every single day. And yes, he's doing the best he can. And I really, truly wish his family would give him a hell of a lot more credit for what he's been able to do despite the odds. And so this is just one situation with one person whose family is looking at the things that don't matter instead of the things that do. And this is a direct relationship to this issue that I just been through with three of my four sisters. One I don't talk to at all. The other one I talked to a tiny bit because I was there with her much against my own desires, at my mother's deathbed, quite literally, which was the only reason I was there. And the other one, well, it's really hard to talk to someone who has to have you endlessly go back into the past to things that you've already healed to get re-upset over things that you can't do anything about more than you've already done. It's just ridiculous. And that's the way it's been. And the reality of the situation, at least as far as I'm concerned, is that I can only do what I can do in my life and with my life to the degree that I'm capable of making it work as best as I can. There was a time many, many moons ago, back in 2004, when I was at the American Board of Hypnotherapy convention. And there was a gentleman, his name was Craig, and he had become a person who was involved in crystals, hypnosis, neurolinguistic programming, and even has some psychic abilities. And he is the one who told me, right there at the pool of the hotel, the lovely Radisson in Irvine, California, back in 2004, that you have to get away from those people who keep you stuck in the place where they believe you were back in your childhood. He told me he had to leave his family. He had to start over again. It was the only way he was going to be able to be his true self and be allowed to grow and move on in his life. And so I have to share this message with you. If you're finding yourself stuck in a family that wants to hold you back, who can't give you credit for the things that you've done in the last, 20, 30, 40 years, pick a decade, it doesn't really matter, and all they want to do is harp on all the crap that they don't even understand from years previous, because they're too stuck in their own garbage, of their own unrealities and false beliefs, we would call them limiting beliefs in neurolinguistics, do yourself a favor and move on. Move on to the people who understand you for who you are now. Move on to the people who truly believe in you, the people who support you, because they see what it is that you offer the world based on your knowledge, your experience, your education, and even your innovations that you've created in your own life to do something that's viable and worthy of your time. Because I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, the people who are the lemmings, L-E-M-M-I-N-G-S, remember those little rodents you learned about in seventh grade who follow the leader right off the cliff to their death because they can't think for themselves? Because of those people, they just follow what they're told because they will not look inside themselves. You have to get quiet. The mystics tell us, they teach us this, all of them through all the ages, get quiet. Go inside your higher self. Listen to yourself. Go back to the time when you knew what it was that you enjoyed doing with your life and figure out how to create that into a life that can create income for yourself. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter the troubles you go through, because I'm going to tell you right here, right now, you're living for your experiences. You're living for your fulfillment. Those are the only two things that matter. The people who have high-paying jobs who feel that the fulfillment is all the crap that they have in their houses, all the junk that they can show that they've made it in this world, have missed the mark. These are the people who are drinking and drugging themselves to death. Look at Hollywood. Look at your people who have done amazing things with their athleticism and yet can't create a life. Doesn't matter the money they have. Doesn't matter their fancy houses. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that you be authentic to yourself, that you're doing something that you feel is valuable based on your own values, beliefs, and attitudes. And by the way, those are all unconscious. And you know when you're not doing right by yourself because you feel weird inside. Really good indicator that you're on the wrong path. So get in touch with your inside and go from there and do what works for you. And find those people who love you unconditionally, because they know you for who you are in the present. They understand that you're doing the best that you can, and they're there to help you along in constructive, helpful ways. Those are the people you listen to only after you first listen to your higher self in those quiet times that you can have only with yourself. Do your journaling. Do your self-hypnosis. Do your meditation. Do whatever you need to do to get in touch with that inner higher person that is you. It's really the God inside you. You know, Christ said that Christ is in you. Buddha said the Buddha is in you. Your spirituality is inside yourself. It's not out there. It's in you. Get in touch with that part of you and run with that. And I promise you this. The hard times will be a lot easier to get through because you know you've done what you need to do. Be the true you, your authentic self, and have attracted those people who love you for exactly who you are. No need to be something you're not. Not telling you who you gotta be, what you gotta say and what to do, because they love you unconditionally. They'll give you advice if they feel that you are doing something that might be a problem. And it's up to you to listen to them or not, because, of course, you are now understanding how to get in touch with that true inner, higher self. That is you. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.